one of the classic songs from Little Shop of Horrors, Suddenly Seymour, that will be opening officially shortly at the Paramount Theater in Aurora. Paramount Artistic Director Jim Cordy joining us on the phone line to not only talk about Little Shop of Horrors, but the upcoming season. Now, the official opening for Little Shop will be August the 30th, and that's going to run through October the 15th. Jim, tell me a little about what you've got going on with Little Shop of Horrors. I know you've got a Chicago actor making her Paramount directing debut there, right? Wait a second, here we go.
Andrew Fleming and I co-directed Fun Home in season one of the Bold series last year. But this is her first time at Paramount, having the big stage, and on her own. We had a great time doing Fun Home together, and it kind of just was logical to give her her own show after that. So some very fresh, exciting stuff is going on with her production of Little Shop. I also want to mention, too, that... you know, part of our community outreach, community engagement is this Pay What You Can performances that we do. They're coming up on Thursday, August 31st at 7 p.m. and Saturday, September 2nd at 3 p.m. for Little Shop of Horrors on our main stage. And we also, if I can mention, we've got an American Sign Language interpreted performance of Next to Normal coming up Friday, September 1st.
Okay.
And that's all just part of us trying to get more people to come to the theater and understand how welcome they are at Paramount.
Yeah, who is starring in Little Shop of Horrors? You always bring in such great talent to take on these iconic roles, you know, that are defined by others, but then these the younger talent, new talent that you bring in really take these very familiar roles and make it their own.
Yeah. Let me pull up the cast right now. we've got Jack Ball as Seymour, Teresa LaGamba as Audrey, and Gene Wygant as Mr. Mushnick, and Russell Myrna as Ori. And just Sean Jackson as the voice of Audrey.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And I was in rehearsal the other day, and they are just, it's mind-blowing, the vocals, the shape they're in. They've got another week or so before we start previews at the end of the month. And very, very tremendous stuff going on.
I can't wait to see it. And Gene Wygant is an old pal. I can't wait to see him. talk about a Chicago veteran who brings light into anything that he does. Looking forward to that. So that's going to run through October the 15th. And then the Paramount has become famous for the shows they run during the holidays. Which one do you have set for this year?
It's Billy Elliot. Trent Stork, who directed... I'm blanking on it, but Trent got a Jeff Award, and he's doing Billy Elliot this time around.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, isn't Charlie and the Chocolate Factory coming first?
Oh, wait a minute, that's the Christmas show, right. It's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is the Christmas show, yes.
Okay.
And Trent is directing that one.
Okay, all right, so... I mean, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory just loaded with fun songs and great songs, and I can only imagine visually what must be going on with the production of that on the Paramount stage. That'll be November 8th through January 14th, so that'll cover the Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays, and then Billy Elliot is going to be.
And then Billy Elliot.
Yeah, there will be February 7th through March the 24th. And if you're a Carole King fan, oh boy, you've got the Carole King musical Beautiful that's coming in on April 24th, right?
Yes. Tiffany Topol will be playing Carole King. And I'm telling you, the physical design on all these. You know, the funny thing about Little Shop, it started as an off-Broadway show.
Right.
And now you're going to see it in as a spectacular, huge production. And the Charlie is packed with visuals, huge cast. And Billy Elliot is a mainstay of Broadway. And then Beautiful, just the music of, I grew up with Carole King's music.
Exactly. Yeah.
Through college, and it's just, it's a real privilege to get to do all this great music.
It's going to be a great season. All of this reflected in the awards that the Paramount has received and that you have received over the years. Now, the Joseph Jefferson Award, Chicago's version of the Tonys, nominations just came out the other day. How many did the Paramount Theater get and you guys chalk up this year?
Something like 18.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic.
It's just great that our cast and directors and designers get this kind of acknowledgement. But, you know, we don't do this for awards, and it's really just to serve our audience. But it's nice when they get a nod from people who vote on stuff like this. It's great.
Yeah, and to be acknowledged by your peers, you know, other people who produce theater, I would think, is an extra special treat. The thing that I've said from the get-go with the shows that you've been putting on out at the Paramount, I mean, it's one thing to bring back some of these shows. It can be a little boring sometimes to see the same shows produced the same way. You always manage to put a different kind of spin on shows that you may have seen a couple of times already and just breathe complete new life into them. That's why I always so look forward to seeing shows out at the Paramount. So as an audience member, I thank you for you and the cast and the crews and everybody out there. They're doing such a good job since the rebirth of the Paramount Theater and now the Copley Theater as well. Congrats.
Well, thank you. It's great to have you out here, Dean. It means a lot.
Yeah, I love it. I've always had a soft spot in my heart for the Paramount. It's such a great place. And a stone's throw away, also, now the Paramount is operating the River Edge Park, which is an outdoor venue, and you've got some great stuff coming in out there as well, right?
Right. We've got Poi Dog Pondering on August 26th. Tickets are $40. And we've got I Want My 80s Tour, Rick Springfield, The Hooters, Paul Young, and Tom Tuto.
Holy smokes.
On August 31st. And Hollywood Nights, Bob Seger Experience on September 1st.
That's
and
awesome.
And then... REO Speedwagon is sold out.
So. Yeah, REO Speedwagon is going to be September the 2nd, but they're sold out. Sometimes tickets come up at the last minute. So,
it's true.
If you want to take it on the run and take a chance that you can get some tickets at the last minute, that's all very definitely possible. So, Jim, what is the best way to learn about all of these shows? What you have going on at the Copley, what you have going on the main stage at the Paramount, the River Edge. What's the best way to get info on all this stuff?
On all of that stuff, all you need to do is go to ParamountAurora.com, and you'll see all the goodies to click on and all the info about tickets and dates. The performance calendars are there. It's right at your fingertips.
Yeah, easy to remember. ParamountAurora.com, you can get all the information on that. I'm a little disappointed I wasn't cast as an Oompa Loompa for your production of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I worked so hard, for the rehearsal, but, sometimes you make it and sometimes you don't.
Yeah.
I've seen Chorus Line. I've seen a Chorus Line. I know how it works. Jim, thank you for joining us. It's great to talk to you.
Gene, thank you so much.
It's our pleasure, and always a pleasure just to hear your voice. My old pal Jim Cordy, the artistic director, the Paramount Theater in Aurora. So-